All right. Well, I'm Kathy Lemons.
And I'm Phil Berkowitz,
And we are the
the
Lucky
Lucky Losers.
Losers. And you are listening to Weekend Blues with Hard Luck Jim Johnson.
Wait, we got to say the name of the radio station. Hard Luck Jim Weekend Blues on KGOU.
Beautiful.
But it looks like you're here to stay. I can't change you. I can't change you. I can't change you. I can't change you.
I can't change a man no how.
Well, I found you in the gutter, and you didn't have a dime to your name. You were down there. Life was bitter. But I sweetened up the pot just the same. But I can't change you. I can't change you. I can't change you. I can't change you. I can't change a woman nor how.
That's Kathy Lemons and Phil Berkowitz, together known as the Lucky Losers, out of the San Francisco Bay Area. A duo that's currently touring the country with their band, and soon to make a stop in Norman, Oklahoma, help kick off the Jazz in June festivities. That's right, the Lucky Losers will be hosting the annual Blues Jam that encourages all local bluesicians to join in on the night of Friday, May 11th in downtown Norman at Puebla Tacos and Tequila Ria. The event begins at 7 p.m. with these two seasoned performers and their group of equally talented players doing their own thing, but also inviting members of Oklahoma's musical community to join them on stage throughout the evening. It marks the first time for an out-of-state blues band to host the jam, and I'm really looking forward to hearing what happens on the stage. Now, if you've been listening to this program for a long time, Kathy's name should definitely be familiar to you, since her material has been regularly featured going back as far as the year 2000. That's when we introduced her on the show following the release of her album, Dark Road. But her story began much earlier, as a young sit-in at regular jams in the Dallas-Fort Worth area when she first teamed up with guitarist and bandleader Anson Funderburg.
Yeah, he was my original inspiration because I used to hear him at Poor David's Pub on Monday nights when I was super young and super inexperienced. And they used to let me get up there and sing and encouraged me. And I really loved their sound and what they were doing and their style. And the drummer for a while was my boyfriend David Watson. He was the first drummer for Anson. And David really turned me on to a lot of great blues music, a lot of classic great blues music like Lowell Fulson and Albert King, a lot of great, great music. So that's kind of my training ground. And, you know, I did perform for many years in Dallas regularly. So that was neat. That was a good start.
By the mid to late 80s, Kathy Lemons had made her way into California, where she continued to pursue her dream of singing the blues. That's when she first met John Lee Hooker.
It was around 1987 when I met John. Basically, I went down to JJ's Blues in San Jose and sat in with that band. I had a friend that was a photographer, and his name was Randy Bachman. He introduced me to John, and I ended up on stage somehow. And John just really dug my voice, and I did a package tour. Rhythm section was the Nighthawks. John Hammond was on the tour. Elvin Bishop was on the tour. John Lee Hooker, Pinetop Perkins. So we did some of the U.S. towards Canada, into Canada. And that was a fascinating thing. I learned a great deal watching John Lee Hooker perform every night. And I got to get up on stage and with him. And, you know, he was a great, obviously a great, great singer. But what struck me about John Lee Hooker was the way he used his emotions. That was the bottom line. He had a beautiful voice, this rich, deep, beautiful, perfect pitched voice, and all of the delta in that voice. And he would always leave a lot of space in his phrasing. And I really learned a lot listening to him sing. And today when I play music, I still long for space. In the space is where the magic can occur, in those pauses. And simple ideas to transmit an emotional feeling. And he was just heavy as anything. So great teacher, great, great inspiring teacher.
For Kathy's current musical partner, Phil Berkowitz, the story was a little different.
You know, I came from kind of a different background than Kathy. A fairly affluent sort of family and stable sort of, you know, or at least financially stable background in suburban New Jersey. And when I went to college, you know, I had some issues with trying to figure out what it was I really wanted to do with my life. And I dropped out, had lived out west for a little bit briefly, and wanted to go back out again and make a permanent home in the Bay Area. And in 1989, I made that move and lived in the North Bay up in like wine country, Sonoma, Santa Rosa. Went back to school. Really always loved and appreciated music, but never really got turned on or exposed to a lot of, you know, the deeper sort of roots music like blues and jazz. Mostly just listening to records and, you know, going out to some shows and seeing some different people. Taking lessons, I had a couple of teachers that, you know, were helpful in getting me started on the harmonica. And and so I had a little bit of, you know, it was a little bit of intimidating, I guess, at first, listening to a lot of the old blues and trying to relate to it and understand it, you know, from being from, you know, where I came from and how I was raised and everything, and not really being exposed to a lot of it. And I, you know, in the late 90s, I started up my own band and called it the High Rollers with a guitar player named Bruce Todd. And he helped me along a lot. He was at least, like, I think 13 or 14 years older than me.
After years of honing his craft, both as a harmonica player and frontman, Phil Berkowitz finally met up with Kathy Lemons, a meeting that would be fortuitous for both, who learned that they had quite a bit in common.
You know, I met Phil through my friend Dave Workman, who is just this marvelous guitar player. And we were doing a gig, and Phil walked in, this tall, good-looking man, and I didn't know who he was. But I had seen some posters that he'd put up at the saloon, and I thought he was just strictly a jump blues player. But he approached me after we were introduced later that evening and asked me if I'd be interested in doing any singing with him for some shows. And I actually turned him down because I said I don't know any jump blues songs per se. But then I saw him perform, and I realized he wasn't just jump blues. He was every type of blues. And we kind of hit it off. We started chatting, and I loved the eclectic stuff that he was doing, and it was right up my alley. Over time, started dating, and we went on a long road trip out at Sedona, Arizona. And we were in the middle of the block of night, in the middle of literally the desert with no one anywhere. And he put on this song, the Big Three, Willie Dixon, Big Three. And there's all this harmony and that stuff. And we just sort of spontaneously started singing. And I realized we have a great blend. But what I really am impressed with Phil is that he's not only a great harp player and a really fine singer, but he's a wonderful songwriter. And we both wanted to expand our songwriting skills. I was at the point in my life where I either had to really get serious or get out. And so I decided to just put everything on the line.
It's never too early to sleep when you're living in a dream. The age of fear has paid us back. The lie in between, but as you come to the end of the road, you see the love you made, you had to steal, and it all comes raining down on you as you're not behind the wheel. So let's roll, 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 let it ride into the sky.
Kathy Lemons and Phil Berkowitz with a song that actually touches on the story we just heard them tell us. In that tune, It's Never Too Early, they even mention that dark of the night story in the Sonoma Desert that Kathy had mentioned. Anyway, a great match on the bandstand and apparently off as well. With three albums together, each even better than the previous one, it appears they're destined for even greater recognition. Best of success to them, for sure. Their current tour across the country will find them in Norman, Oklahoma, taking part in this year's Jazz in June festivities as the host band for the 2018 Jazz in June Festival kickoff event, the Open Blues Jam. That's Friday, May 11th from 7 to 9:30 p.m. on the patio stage at Puebla Tacos and Tequileria, 305 East Main Street in Norman. The event also coincides with Norman's second Friday Art Walk, so plenty for both area musicians and just fans of the arts to enjoy. So if you're a budding or veteran bluesician, keep this event in mind. And if you're a fan of the blues and the arts, well, it might be a good destination for you too. It certainly is an opportunity for players to be seen with some incredible talent. Details are available at jazzinjune.org and on our website, kgou.org as well. Just click the events tab.